You might say that Arizona, the state of Arizona, has dominated headlines in the past more for its sort of iconic political figures.
But you
than
got the Grand
state.
Canyon, too.
Right. That's a national. But I'm thinking things like Barry Goldwater and John McCain more than specific state laws. But just.
I mean, who focuses on state laws much anyway? I mean, unless they're really controversial and provocative.
Funny you should say that.
Indeed.
20 days after passing one of the most controversial immigration laws in the country, Arizona's governor has signed another controversial bill into law. It's inflamed debate on both sides. It's HB 2281. It bans schools from teaching classes that are A, designed for students of a particular ethnic group, B, promote resentment, C, advocate ethnic solidarity over treating pupils as individuals, and D, encourages a revolution against the U.S. government. The target is really a Chicano studies program in the Tucson School District. And here's State Superintendent of Schools, Tom Horn.
They teach a revolutionary curriculum. They teach kids that they live in occupied Mexico. They're taught resentment toward their country. And they're taught from a book called The Pedagogy of the Oppressed. And these kids' parents and grandparents came to this country, most of them legally, because this is the land of opportunity. And they trust their children to our school, and we should not teach them that they're oppressed.
Tom Horn is the man who originally designed this law. It was signed by the governor yesterday. He wasn't able to come on the show live, but we are joined by Curtis Acosta from the Ethnic Studies Department in Tucson. Curtis teaches Chicano Latino literature at Tucson High Magnet School. And Curtis, you say you've taught more ethnic studies classes than any other teacher.
As far as I know, in the nation, we're the only department in all of the United States that actually offers ethnic studies. So by default, since I teach five classes, I get the title.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your class and your school. You are a majority Latino students, correct?
That's correct.
And you
we have about 70% Chicano Latino students in our school.
Okay, but the argument could be made. It sounds like Tom Horn is saying, without him here, I'm just going to infer what he's saying, but it sounds like what he's saying is that maybe these lessons belong in the American histories class rather than one that's segregated out. He has said, and I'm quoting him, that your program promotes ethnic chauvinism and encourages segregation.
Yeah, we don't do, obviously, we're not chauvinistic towards our ethnicity, or we don't segregate. The classes are open to whomever, and they're really based upon anti-racist and multicultural education. So it's very ironic that Mr. Horn uses that kind of language. He's had an opportunity to come to our classes for 4 years. We've invited him. He's never taken that opportunity, but he holds a lot of press conferences and talks about what might happen in our classes. And we try to keep a bigger perspective than just our own ethnicity. In fact, there's an old Maya phrase called in la quech, which means tú eres mi otro yo, or you are my other me. And so we're very understanding, and it's one of our basic principles that we're connected to the entire human race, and that. But we do focus on our stories because, you know, traditionally, historically, we haven't had the opportunity to learn our history or to read our stories, or if we do, they're often marginalized into little bits and pieces, like a week here or a unit there, and to actually have the spine of your curriculum to be based upon, you know, the stories of your families and the story of your neighborhood is actually
try to do. Okay.
Yeah, we've come up. Yeah.
Curtis Acosta, teacher at Tucson High Magnet School. Now here's the thing. Superintendent Tom Horn says his first impetus to start the push for this bill began after he learned that Dolores Huerta, who's with the United Farm Workers of America, came to the school there and told Tucson high school students, quote, "Republicans hate Latinos." And we spoke with Tom Horn last night, and this is what he had to say about it.
After that happened, I brought Margaret Garcia Dugan, who's my deputy, brought her down to give them a speech, and she said, "I'm a proud Latina and a proud Republican, and I don't hate myself."
He has said that the program there is teaching partisan political bias.
We don't do that. We look at the world, and we have our students really analyze their lived experiences, and we try to base our curriculum and our pedagogy around those experiences. So if the students are gaining critical consciousness and be able to see things for themselves and be able to be critical of what we say, regardless of the political view, then they're going to be able to develop their own beliefs in a way that would make them a very valuable member of a critical democracy where they can make decisions for themselves. And they could digest media, they could read stories, they could go to college and be able to weigh out many different perspectives, and not just be indoctrinated by anybody's beliefs.
Oh, okay. Your district offers specialized courses actually in African-American studies in addition to the Mexican-American studies and Native American studies. And as I understand, the Native American courses are actually protected by federal law.
Yes, they are.
But are you going to have to stop teaching these other courses?
We're not sure yet how the law is going to be applied. I think the most concerning part about the law, Celeste, is that it gives all the power to the state superintendent of public instruction to make the call of what he sees as segregated spaces, what he sees as anti-American types of curriculum, and there's no real explanation or details about the type of due process it's going to go through. So when you have someone who obviously is very critical in a negative way about what you do, and they have all the power to make the choices and to levy the fines against the school district, then that's concerning. But
Curtis, do you call what I guess some politicians in Arizona would call traditional American historical studies white studies?
Do we call it white studies?
Yeah.
No, we don't have that option. We have Latino history and African American history, and then you have U.S. history and AP history.
Okay, Carlos Acosta, he's a teacher at Tucson High Magnet School. He teaches Chicano and Latino literature there. We've gotten a large number of responses from you. I'm just going to read a couple samples of them. Amy in Boston, it could be viewed as current cultures or learning about our own history as it's unfolding. My community is 20% Asian. To know more about my neighbors would be interesting, enlightening, and promote understanding and dialogue.
Well, Valerie raised that question that I asked. Perhaps we wouldn't be having this conversation at all if white studies were called by that name instead of American history or world history.
Let us know what you think. Weigh in on this at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can go to our Facebook page or go to thetakeaway.org.